What we wanted to do is find out, is COVID-19 not only causing COVID-19 deaths, but is it causing other deaths in society, ancillary deaths, which we don't quite know why they're happening, but it's very possible because of COVID-19, there have been changes in society, there have been changes in our healthcare system, there's been the changes in the way people behave that ultimately lead to possibly more or less deaths. And this was our hypothesis. Can we in fact assess that? And our findings came out that for women between the age of 25 and 44, there was a statistically significant increase in non-COVID excess deaths. Those are deaths that have nothing to do with COVID, but certainly are occurring. We also saw that for men from the age of 15 all the way up to 54, there was a statistically significant increase in non-COVID deaths during this time period. Probably the most interesting observation we made was that for women between the age of 5 and 14, young girls, there was a statistically significant decrease in deaths, which means that COVID-19 was protective for this group. Now, if you look a little more deeply, you can actually explain this, because from March, April, and May, we had many stay-at-home orders in place in Illinois as well as around the country. And because of that, people were not moving about society in the same way. The most common cause of death in this young women age group is actually accidents. And with less people out and about, what you end up with is fewer accidents. And this would explain that phenomena.
And I understand this is beyond the scope of the study that you all did, but hearing this, people certainly will wonder, what do we suspect is driving this increase in deaths for adult men and women? Dr. Jokula?
There's some interesting aspects of this. One, this study corroborates the information from the CDC that was announced a couple of weeks ago. So certainly everything that we found is consistent with what the CDC is reporting to, that there are unexplained excess deaths during this time period compared to prior years. That being said, looking at the specific causes was not something that was analyzed as part of our study, but of course we do have hypotheses about what could be driving this. One issue that could be accounting for some of this could be COVID deaths, which were not accounted for. So if you remember back in March, April, and May, kind of early on, testing and tests were very hard to come by. And so it's entirely possible that there are people who had passed away during that time who were not diagnosed at the time when these deaths were counted. And indeed, it could be an undercounting of COVID-related deaths. So that's one thought. Other thoughts are other healthcare problems or healthcare conditions which were not attended to. So people might have been, again, and this is well documented, but afraid to come into medical clinics, afraid to come into the hospital, and they put off coming in. So in essence, you know, perhaps some of these other medical conditions like heart disease, like cancer screenings, and some of those things were not taking place, and this contributed to excess deaths in these other categories. I think another consideration also is opioid epidemic. Could it be possible that some of these deaths during this time were tied to that? We don't know, but I think that's certainly a possibility. This study in some ways is really a call to action. You know, we've documented that this occurs, but I think it's imperative that more research is done to try to better understand why this is happening so that other interventions could be deployed to try to address whatever is going on here and whatever is driving it.